Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. It is far too hot to be gardening outside, but this should not stop you from gardening inside in the air condition. There should not be much to plant in your garden in July. This is the time for maintenance. Unfortunately, there will still be weeds and watering to perform from time to time, and of course the weekly grass mowing, but this is not to say that you cannot or should not be planting anything this month. But wouldn't you rather be inside? Adding houseplants to your living room, study, kitchen, or even your bathroom can liven up any room. Houseplants seem to be making a comeback with the younger generation very rapidly. This could be because many millennials are living in apartments, rent houses, or areas with small yards. Because of this push, houseplants are back and very easy to find at any nursery or garden center. When picking out a houseplant, look to see where it's placed in the nursery. Be sure the plant is coming from a houseplant section of the garden center and not just a shaded area within the nursery. Check the mature size of the plants you're interested in and be sure that it is an appropriate plant for the area in which you would like to put it. Once you get your houseplant home, leave it in its original container for just a few months. You want to allow the houseplant to get acclimated from the garden center to your particular area. Repotting the plant immediately will add extra stress to your new addition. If you don't want to see the nursery container that the houseplant came in, then you can have a pot pre-picked out that you would like to have it planted into later and simply set the plant inside the pot without repotting it. Houseplants are typically low maintenance and will perform very well, but sometimes they will show signs of stress if they're receiving too much or too little TLC. Be sure to check the sunlight conditions your plants are receiving. One of the top reasons a houseplant will perform poorly inside is that they are simply not receiving enough sunlight. Another factor to check if your houseplant is doing poorly inside is the amount of water your plant is receiving. Overwatering your houseplants can lead to its decline very quickly. When watering houseplants, be sure to let them dry out, then water your plants thoroughly until the water comes out of the bottom of the pot. This is a great indicator to know that you have given your plant enough water. This can be done either in a sink, or you can bring your plants outside, or if you decide to water the plant in place, be sure that the plant has a saucer underneath it so that the water does not spill out all over your floor. It is very important to also fertilize your houseplants. Using a slow-release fertilizer is a great way to provide your plants with all the nutrients they will need. If your plants were fertilized with slow-release fertilizer earlier in the spring, they do not need to be fertilized again during the summer months. Over-fertilization can be detrimental to houseplants. Weeds are rarely a problem with houseplants like they would be for our outdoor container plants. If you do happen to see a few weeds pop up here and there, pick them out immediately. Mulching indoor plants could help with weed suppression, but it makes it very difficult to know when your plants need to be watered. Insects are also rarely a problem for houseplants, though from time to time you will get a few pests coming indoors and chewing on your leaves. There are many different ways that you can go about getting rid of this. You can bring the plants outside and spray them with an insecticide. You can also use a rubbing alcohol if you have insects such as scale. This will help to disassociate the insect from the plant, and then you can remove it very easily. Whether you keep your plants in tip-top shape or possibly you just fixed an issue such as a fertility and insect issue and your plants are coming back and they're thriving, one of the best ways to keep them looking great is Leaf Shine. This is a product that you can pick up at any local garden center or nursery, and you simply spray it on the foliage of your houseplants and wipe it down, and it keeps the foliage looking nice and shiny and bright. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.